Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High sitting with you this morning. And in from Cedar Bluff, we have John Graham, Josh DeRosa, and Chuck Mafate. And they will be talking about this year's Spook Trail. Guys, how you doing today?
Well, we're doing great.
Wonderful.
And again, you guys are wanting to talk about the Night of Fright Spook Trail coming up.
Absolutely right. We hope a lot of people will come out for our Night of Fright. It's going to be a great event.
This is our second annual year, or second year we're doing it, and we hope for it to be hope that it's going to be a annual thing that we do for quite a long time. We had really good success last year with it, and we're hoping to improve and get better as the years go by. We use all of our funding that we raise from this Night of Fright Spook Trail to help restore the camp and put money back into the camp to keep the camp up in good shape and make it functional for the public to come out and use that. We have a pretty good list of sponsors this year that have helped us out. Designs Unlimited, the hospital, Stevens Vending, Kansas Lumber. You know, these other guys probably want to get a word in here, so I'll let them have a minute.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say here right now, but like John said, this was a good event last year. People that came out were enthused about it. They were very positive. I've talked to people, oh yeah, we're going back. I want to emphasize that this is a ride-through event. It's not something that you have to walk through, so if you have difficulty walking or something, don't worry about it. You're going to be able to get on a trailer, and you're going to ride down through the woods, and there's going to be all kinds of surprises. But we emphasize the safety of our participants. We don't want anybody to come away with an injury or anything like that. So come on out and enjoy the fun. We also will have refreshments out there and an inside event for the kids. And there's no charge for the kids. And we've really revamped that and think it's going to be a much improved thing for the kids this year.
And it sounds like it's going to be, let me turn my mic up. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, what nights will the Night of Fright be occurring?
Those nights will be October 18th and 19th, and then the 25th and the 26th. And the kids area will be open from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and admission is free there. And then we'll have the Spook Trail that's going to be open from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., and the tickets will be $8.
And what we're doing, you guys came in, you gave me a few free tickets. What we'll do, we'll have giveaways later on during open line. So I thank you very much for bringing these extra tickets in that we can go ahead and give a few of those away so that, families can come out and have something great to do during Halloween. That's, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to be very safe as well.
Certainly so. And like Chuck said, it's a ride. There's no, you don't have to walk through it at all and sit on a comfortable bale of hay on the back of a tractor on a trailer and take the bumps and everything. It's a pretty smooth trail. There's a bump or two in it occasionally, but for the most part it's a real safe slow speed type deal, so there's no hot rod tractors or anything like that in the deal. But we hope everyone can come out and have a really good time, and the money goes to the camp to kind of help keep the camp up in good shape and for us to enjoy for the future.
Yeah, I'd like to say that if you've been to Cedar Bluff Camp before, if you're familiar with the camp, come out and see how it's changing. We're trying to make improvements all the time, get it up to 21st century standards. We also, if you have not been out to Cedar Bluff Camp, need to come out and see what a gem this is for this community. It really is something that we can be proud of and should be proud of. And if you haven't seen it, come out and take a look at it.
And for those who maybe are like new to town or have never been out there, where is Cedar Bluff Camp located at?
It is
north on Klein Road.
Yeah.
You go north on Klein Road, and there is a sign just before the curve onto Turkey Farm Road. You can tell how old I am. I'm not going by the county road numbers, but there is a sign right there where you turn off, and then it's about a half mile into the camp.
If the actual address is 405 County Road 2475. I only know that because I'm reading it off of this
right.
flyer. So yeah. I couldn't tell you, but I'm like, Chuck, I know where it's at. You know, we've lived here for a long time. So, like I say, it's 4705 County Road 2475, just north on Klein.
If you know where the stadium is, keep on going north, and you'll get there. And if you miss it and the road curves around to the west, turn around and come back. You've gone too far.
Gone a little too far there. Again, tickets, though, are $8. We do have some free tickets here that we will be giving away most likely during open line later on, and also all the way leading up to this event. And it sounds like a great event. Sounds like a lot of fun for families and just in a safe area. But it sounds like a great event.
If we got a chance, we'd like to – Josh, there's got a list of the sponsors. We'd like to thank them
absolutely.
For the time and the monies that they've given for our efforts out there.
All right, so I got Designs Unlimited, CRMC, Stevens Vending, Kansas Lumber, Cooperative Credit Union, Commercial Bank, VFW, Post 1022, David Barnes Funeral Home, Lanning's Downtown Grill, B&R Accounting, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, Dollar Tire, Bartlett Co-op, Hartley Sheet Metal, OK Electric, Envy Salon, Isley's Jewelry, Clef Oil, Carter's Automotive Warehouse, Rotary Club, Hyman's Metal, Isham's Hardware, Liebert Rose Electric, Downing Insurance, Sonic, Harold Mann's Insurance, Community National Bank, Paradise Hair and Tanning, Coffeyville Feed and Farm, Equity Bank, Ford Wolf Bruns Funeral Home, South Coffeyville Stockyards, Welch State Bank, Muller Construction, Prescription Shop,
Holcrest Bellot Law Office, the Montgomery County Chronicle, Windsor Place, Sectam, Diamond Collision, Coffeyville Livestock Market, the Lions Club, Thompson Brothers Welding, Four State Maintenance, Acme Foundry, Magic Circle, Gillum's Liquor, Taylor Crane and Rigging, Graham Construction, Coffeyville Gold and Silver, Strimple Sign, Coffeyville Journal, The Good News, Walmart, Nichols Hitching Post, Country Time, Antiques, Independence Reporter, and the American Homes Realty. And I think I missed a line there.
Yep,
it's Community State Bank, Yoke Bar and Grill, Gary's Automotive, yep, Diamond Alignment, and Rocky Hill Salvage. So, if we read your name twice, thank you. And if we only read your name once, thank you. So we really appreciate the sponsorships that these groups and organizations have given us. And it just goes to show the support that we have with the community trying to keep the camp up and going. And so
I think this shows a wide range of support. And it goes back to the history of the camp. They had a wide range of support. If you get into who all was involved in the startup of the camp and who was involved in keeping it going when it had some rough times back in the Depression days. It really has been a community effort and continues to be, and we appreciate this community support.
Yeah, and some of you, if you don't know, Chuck mentioned earlier, some people have been out and used the camp, and some of the things that you can use the camp for is for weddings. We've had, birthday parties, family reunions, the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and things like that have used the camp for a lot of times. It is rental. You rent it for the day, $200 a day, and most of the time we get a lot of rentals on weekends. So if you're interested in renting the camp, you can call out there at the number. I don't have that right off with me, but it's on our website or Facebook page. You can call out and reserve a spot for the camp. To have a family event or whatever you may need to have out there.
Well, it sounds like a great thing going on out there. As, like you said, a ton of sponsors helping out with this event, so it shows that the entire community is in on this. Again, it's going to be a Night of Fright Spook Trail on October 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th. There will be a kids area from 6 to 7 p.m. That is free. The Spook Trail begins at 7 p.m. and runs all the way up to 11 p.m., and those tickets for that are $8. And again, we have some free tickets here. there that we will be giving away later on during open line. So again, I thank those guys for bringing those free tickets in, and I thank you guys coming in for today talking about this great event that's happening in the Coffeyville area.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate the opportunity to be here.
No problem at all.
Thanks much.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some students from Coffeyville Schools talking about activities coming up for the week this week. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.